The views expressed in the following program do not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.
Live from West Babylon, New York, this is Sports Talk 1240.
Welcome, Sports Talk 1240, Sunday night, June 25th, Long Island, New York. It's hot. It is hot. We had an interesting couple of weeks since we've last been on. My name is Mike Vivolo. Follow me on Twitter at Team Vivolo. I'm with, as always, the big handsome of Long Island, Mr. Jeff Guida.
Handsome is officially happening.
Handsome
here in West Babylon. Bobby,
handsome
West
is officially
Babylon.
Happening. We have intern Justin K. What's happening, brother?
It's good to see you.
Yeah, you too. Justin, how is your summer?
You know, summer's going pretty well.
How are the ladies?
Ladies, no complaints on my end.
Do you have a lady friend?
No lady friends like my guy's friend Jeff over here.
Right.
Smart man, I have a girlfriend.
A lot of things happening. Most notably, today, the Yankees continued their slide. Most notably in my universe, our universe, I think, as far as the only team currently in any sort of good position, besides the Yankees and the Mets, right? I mean, it's the only sport happening. Yankees are in a bit of a slide.
You ready to hit the panic button yet, or what?
I'm not ready to hit the panic button.
No, me neither.
However.
Me neither.
It's almost like they're coming back down to earth. So we'll get to that a little bit soon. These are the kind of the topics we have. I have an interesting fellow coming on after the break at 9:30.
Okay.
He's kind of this new, there's like a Yankee Mafia, Yankee Twitter thing happening.
Okay.
And this guy went from like 300 followers to like 2,300 followers this week because he's just been like really,
Is he like the president of the judges' chambers or what's going on?
No. He actually doesn't even reside in New York, or he's probably from here, but he's not even here. His name is John Boy, the Yankee fan. We're going to have him on later. That's going to be exciting.
Okay.
Right now, between us, we'll talk about the week that was, okay? I have to probably think that the biggest trending topic that was on everyone's minds and everyone's lips and on the papers and on the blogs is the Knicks. And
why, I don't know why anyone's interested in them still, but yes,
because
absolutely.
Their president of operations or whatever he
is called, a knucklehead
and fooling around with their best player, who's their best player
without a doubt,
21-year-old,
the only guy to get excited about,
Porzingis.
Yeah.
And right before the draft, all this nonsense happens. I was at the Garden the night of the draft,
saw those videos
in the Knicks locker room the night of the draft, thinking to myself, this may be, it could possibly be the last moments that
the end of days.
Actually,
end of days.
It's really funny. So what is your take on Phil Jackson coming out and doing this and then not doing anything?
Phil? I don't understand what he's doing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? You're always, you always want to put it out there. You always want to stimulate phone calls from teams. You never know. You know, maybe Cleveland calls up and offers LeBron. You never know what's going to happen. So, I mean, I'm not a big basketball guy. I was following it. I just think that the whole show over there is just a clown show.
It's a clown show.
It's not even worth paying attention.
It's the ring, the clown master. Who's the ring? Is the ring master?
The clown master,
James Dolan.
Yes.
And then you got
the clown king, James Dolan,
the Zen master clown.
And it's incredible. They have such a good business model at the Garden. I have a bunch of friends that work at the Garden. You can't screw it up. They're still going to sell out every game.
It's true.
I mean, they have such a great fan
base.
Knicks fans.
You can't give Knicks tickets away. So on a side note, so this is inside, a little behind the curtain.
Okay.
So it's Thursday night, the night of the draft, I was invited to the Garden for a special, as you saw, as whoever follows me on Instagram, Team Vivolo. I'm a fun follow, dude. Justin, you've been following me?
I've been following you.
And
I see the Instagram stories.
Fun?
They're fun.
Fun follow, man. Come on. 19-year-old, I
you relate to the 19-year-old.
He entertains the people.
Yeah. I lane 19 all the way up. I got guys, when I walk down the street, I got, like, you know, people like, yo, how did you get into the...
You're like the poor man's El Prez from Barstool.
Were you hanging out with J.J. Redick a couple days ago?
J.J. Redick, we'll get into that in a little bit. So I went to the Garden Thursday night, as I said, Knicks little tour, but we were invited as a VIP... prospects, if you will. Now, you're a ticket sales guy.
Okay.
So this was a Knicks draft watch party.
I got you.
Obviously, it wasn't the Garden.
Oh, whining and dining all day.
Whining and dining, potential.
We're going to tell you how great this French kid is. I got you.
No, the wining and dining potential. Knicks, ticket, you know, Knicks, Rangers, suites, concerts, da 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 da. So that was the whole deal. So ex-players were in there. We're
they
hanging
do a great
out with
job
all the,
over there.
They do a great job with they that do. Stuff. So that's good. But the story was from our host, the girl who's taking us around. Shout out to Alex. She was awesome. She's if you ever have any Knicks ticket requests, Knicks, Rangers, Disney on Ice, the circus, whatever happens in the garden, come out, you know, get to me. I'll hook you up with Alex.
You know, they have like 400 events
Ithaca
over
girl.
There.
Ithaca, yeah. Ithaca,
oh,
Ithaca
nice.
Girl. Yeah.
Nice.
So I got to actually meet a couple dudes in the front office of the Knicks that were all Ithaca people. So that was cool. And we're going to have one of those guys on who was a running back on the Ithaca football team when they had that crazy play when they lost to Cortland a couple of years ago.
I lost a lunch to my CFO at the Islanders on that play.
We're going to have him on in the fall.
All right.
Talk when the Cortica jug comes on.
Yep.
Big tangent. Anyway, the point is, you couldn't give away Knicks tickets the last 2 or 3 months of the season.
Yeah. There's no reason to go see them. Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's embarrassing.
I love going.
The highlight of the season was Oakley going crazy.
That got me.
I got interested in the Knicks for 10 days.
That was it. That's fantastic. Right. It's so true. We talked about that on the show.
Yeah.
Let's ask Justin. Now, Justin, it's a little different because he's a generation younger than us.
Yes.
In Knicks.
Sadly.
Knicks fandom. Didn't get. The good years.
Didn't enjoy those 90s.
I don't think I've ever seen really a good Knicks team. I've seen them go to the second round.
Right. That was in 2012 when Melo and J.R. Smith and who else was on that team?
Shumpert. I don't even know.
Those guys.
They're all gone.
Yeah, exactly.
And Melo's
104 years old.
Shell of
now.
Himself.
That's correct.
But what is the college, say college, your friends, the Knicks fans of your era now, what is their like look at it? We remember the good times, and it hurts us that we can't put together like a
string together anything
valuable thing. What is your eyes generation?
We look at the Knicks; they're kind of a joke.
They are a joke,
and
yeah.
It's definitely disappointing because you know they're playing in Madison Square Garden, New York City. It's the New York Knicks; they're supposed to be a great team, and you bring in Phil Jackson, everyone's so excited, and when New York Knick basketball is good, the city's happy. It's the same thing as the Yankees when the Rangers are good, any football team. And he makes all these moves. He says things that are out of this world. Like, I've never heard someone so high up on a team make such outrageous statements.
This week, especially.
This week, any week, it's...
So, I mean, trading Kristaps Porzingis is probably a stupid move. However, I will caveat this, and I think that we should all understand this. It doesn't matter.
No.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
Don't trade Kristaps. It doesn't matter.
Right.
We're not going anywhere.
Unless this French guy is the French Michael Jordan.
He's 19 years old.
Exactly.
What can he... I mean,
he's going to run the triangle. By the time he's running the triangle, Phil's going to be smoking hash in Montana.
Yeah, if he's still... If that.
Right.
Right? So 21 is Kristaps. Good for you.
Yes.
19-year-old is Frank Ntilikina.
Yeah.
Good for you. And that's it.
Yeah, Agent Carmelo.
That's your team.
The Hernan Gomez kid shows a little bit of promise.
You're not getting nowhere. Excuse me. But you're not.
30 wins.
What'd you guys think about that pick, by the way?
I have no idea.
I can't speak about a French kid.
I'm not the biggest NBA guy. I'm more NHL. But I was looking at the draft board, and I was looking at Malik Monk and Dennis Smith Jr.,
mm-hmm.
who, to me, they're more explosive players. I think they could score at a higher caliber.
Yeah.
So
we passed on
two potentially better point guards. I mean, who knows what Phil Jackson has up his sleeve?
The one thing about this guy, so Alan Hahn, who is a Long Island guy, who is a
your host, fellow train riding friend,
host of ESPN Radio during the day, Hahn, Humpty, and Canty.
Very good show.
He was the host of this Knicks. Him and Al Trautwig were the hosts of this event.
Right,
and. We spoke to him afterwards, and we said, "We're about to finish this pick." The consensus is that this Frank Ntilikina guy was the top defender in the draft, the top like wing defender or defending the perimeter in the draft. So I think that's probably at 19. So maybe that's where they went with it.
Hey, when they picked Porzingis, everyone lit him up, and that turned out okay.
I mean, listen, guard.
You know what you're going to get with these Malik Monks of the world. They'll be good players. They're never going to change the franchise.
No, they're not.
Never.
But who changes franchises? Steph Curry's, Klay Thompson's, guys who shoot threes. That's changing franchises now. Kyrie solely changes franchises. LeBron does everything. He's a once in a generation. But you need to guard that perimeter, man.
Right.
You saw it. You saw it all playoffs long. The three, you live by the three, you die by the three. Harden is the same way. Westbrook is the same way you all know.
I'm honestly more excited for Ice Cube's league than the NBA. Yeah, that's just me.
That's tonight.
That is tonight.
Is it right now?
I think it is right now.
Yeah, the 3-on-3
league.
Need
some live updates. Justin, get on it.
Justin, get on that.
I'll hop on Twitter.
So I think, like, that's the all what I got from all Knicks fans, what I got from Knicks Nation, that's what I got.
Okay.
I got very similar to this. He's a great defender, but we don't know who he's going to be. He's 19 years old. But it doesn't matter at the end of the day.
Probably right.
I'll go to Knicks games in December around Christmas. It's still fun. You're still halfway in it or whatever.
I haven't been to a Knicks game in 10 years.
I will now, though, because it's probably easier to go to. As long as you're exactly right. Justin hit it on the head. Knicks do well. Knicks are over 500 or whatever. You can't get into a Knicks game.
Absolutely not.
And Knicks are doing poorly. They're giving them away. Right. Towards the end of the season.
That's New York. That's how New York is.
That being said, the Rangers, they're still... All right, you know.
Well, Rangers have a loyal fan base. You would think the Rangers were like the Yankees or even the Giants to some extent with the success they've had. Mm. They've won one Stanley Cup in 75 years.
Yeah, yeah.
I like to remind my Ranger friends that. Like, you guys have won one cup in 75 years. Thanks. You guys aren't the Yankees.
I appreciate it.
I'm saying not the Yankees. You're not even the Giants, but great fan base. Great fan
base. Yeah, well, hockey tends to have that. A lot less games.
Well, hockey fans think that hockey's the greatest thing.
Of course, And in New York, you have the population to do that. Ranger tickets, you can't.
Can't touch them.
Can't mess with Ranger tickets. All right, so that covers the Knicks a tad. I mean, listen, we could take your call, 631-888-8811. Do you like what the Knicks did investing in the super future? We're not even talking about, like, 3 years down the road. This is like a 5 to 7 year investment in this guy. He's 19. Porzingis is 21. That's fine. Good. I'm glad. Because we're not taking LeBron out anytime soon. We're not beating the Warriors if we...
Probably not beating the Celtics anytime soon either.
The Celtics
after
they have every pick in the world coming up.
Right.
So let's
Nets.
Yeah, so let's just do it. Slowly build. Tank next year. Yeah. Get another top three pick. And then we'll have three guys that are 21, 22 and can be playing the league.
Let's draft the guy from another obscure foreign country.
I think a huge thing with the Knicks that... obviously, it hasn't been a thing in the past. Obviously, we have Melo, so we're not going to attract as many big free agents. We've kind of been a laughingstock. Mm. You build a team with these young players, maybe get a couple role players. I think maybe down the line you could land
a free
agent. Could land a big name. Why not? It's New York City. Who doesn't want to play in the Big Apple?
Well, you're right, and I think Melo does rub people the wrong way, or has. He's done. It's over for him. I don't know how many years is on his contract left.
Three?
It's got to be like two.
I'm going to say three.
How much we owe him?
I think everyone's just banking on him getting traded to the Cavs or something.
Right. Why couldn't we trade him? They're like Porzingis to the Celtics for this and that and the pick.
No one's taking Melo's number.
Well, if the Celtics...
if he was an expiring contract, maybe.
He doesn't have much longer to go.
He's got
to
have 2-3 years.
So. You don't think the Celtics can use him?
He has 2 years left on
his
contract.
2 years, okay. If he was a one-year expiring contract, the Celtics...
So then next year we'll trade him.
Right, maybe,
So us as Knicks fans, hope Melo stays healthy and has a good season.
Stay healthy, trade him as an expiring contract or an asset to somebody because expiring contracts are huge in the NBA.
Yep.
Another stupid...
Paul George, what's happening with Paul George. Yeah, so Paul George moved to the Celtics for Kevin Love.
We're heavy on the basketball right now, huh?
Well, that's what... I mean, listen, it was the NBA
draft, man. A lot of big news.
I think this is a little subtle Yankee depression for you. That's why you don't want to
be... Segway.
He's deflecting. He's deflecting. Yeah.
What is the Yankees record since the last time we were on air?
Oh, God. It's got to be...
14 days or 13 days.
I think it's got to be like 3-11. I can only recall them winning...
They probably had a break or two in there.
What, like 7-game losing streak? Yeah. Something like that.
Inside this whole entire two
weeks. And then they lost 2-3 and 2-3.
So that's 2-11.
Yeah, I'm going to say 2-11. There you go.
So that's who we're sitting
on. I'm not worried. You know, we are who we thought we were. Denny Green, young team. This is what's going to happen. You know, last time we were on the air, we were hottest team ever. Gary Sanchez was hitting home runs. Judge was hitting home runs.
Yeah, Judge is still hitting home runs.
Correct. Judge is still knocking them out.
Judge is still knocking them out.
Yeah.
They're
pitching like me and Ark pitched softball right now, though.
Yeah. Tanaka did have a good start.
Good start the other night. That was a good sign for me.
Yeah. Every time we're on the air, we say the same. And from opening day or before opening day, spring training, opening day, and now through almost halfway through the season, we said the same exact thing about the Yanks. Just be patient, all you guys who are just riding high, because we're still going to need some arms.
Big time.
We're going to need arms. CeCe goes down. Pineda, I don't know what was wrong with him today. A little flat fastball got taken out of the yard a couple times. We need the arms.
Yeah.
Right. Tanaka.
I like that they're not rushing this kid, Chance Adams. I kind of like that. I think they may be pushing him I think it's time for Ellsbury to come back. They say Hicks is out for a month now.
Hicks got hurt today.
We need Ellsbury.
Ellsbury
back.
Was fine. Had a triple A start the other day. Was fine.
Yep.
He'll be back. I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about outfield.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about that. Our guy, Gleyber Torres.
Had
Tommy John on his non-throwing hands.
Thank God, or we'd miss him next year.
Did the Yankees drop Chris Carter?
Yeah. They brought up their young guy, Tyler Austin.
Chris Carter also couldn't play on my softball team.
The Chris Carter experiment is over.
Yeah.
In New York.
Yeah, it didn't. What was he betting, like 205?
I don't even think so.
I think he was. I think he was betting over 200.
He was a low 200.
Eight homers, played a decent first base, but he was out. Enough was enough with that. It's almost like heads got a roll type of thing when you have a slump like this. But the only, like you say, like the Yankee depression, the only depression part I have is I don't mind if I could sign up for this record at the beginning of the season, I would take it.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. But I don't like how we got to this record.
Yeah.
You know, is this like are we coming back down to earth and then we're going to plateau out and we'll be this team that hovers around, so now we're seven games over 500? Or were we, you know, did we catch some kind of lightning in a bottle and now it's just all over?
I think we're at 85 to 90 win team. So, however,
we were a 100-win team last week.
Yeah, well, I mean, we said it before the season. We'd be lucky to win 85 games. Hey, look at our pitching staff's horrible.
It's not horrible.
I think it's horrible.
Severino's can play. Tanaka,
we have a number one or two starter, legitimately?
No, but only five or eight teams in the whole Major League Baseball do.
Good point.
Including your boy, Clayton Kershaw, who now is 12-2.
Yes. Mowing people down.
Can't get his way. Would you trade Judge for Clayton Kershaw right now?
I don't know. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. Last time I said I wouldn't do it, Judge hit 4,000 home runs. You know what? Give me Kershaw still. The way Judge.
I would take Kershaw. Yeah.
You trade Aaron Judge for Kershaw right now? Today.
I mean, it's also tough. Like Judge is a rookie, although he's
25.
But he's proven how good he is. But you know, I just feel like Kershaw is so established and. It could go either way.
What's Kershaw? He's 29. It's funny. Yeah. He's only 4 years older than Judge, right? He's been around for 1,000 years already.
Yeah, he's 29.
200-inning horse. They don't grow on trees.
No, there's only one of them.
Yeah.
he's the only one left.
Exactly.
Scherzer. Him.
The last samurai.
Yeah, it really isn't many.
Who do you think takes the Yankees division, though? Them or the Sox?
The AL East is between the Yankees and Red Sox right now.
Red Sox are one of them. They're a deeper team.
They have the guy.
Yeah.
They have Chris Sale.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
They had last year's Cy Young winner. They have Porcello.
Who's horrible this year.
Is he horrible this year?
Horrible.
So, whatever. I mean, they have.
Yeah.
If they're not hurt.
Craig Kimbrell's the best closer in baseball, also.
Yeah.
That guy shuts the door on everybody.
If starting pitching, established starting pitchers, a la Porcello, Porcello, are not hurt. And they're pitching.
Oh, they're loaded.
That's valuable.
Yeah,
that's valuable.
David Price.
So when those teams make the playoffs and they have three or four horses.
Yeah.
Chris Sale, Price, Portillo. Did Chris Sale ever win a Cy Young?
We're rolling out Jordan Montgomery game three. No disrespect, Jordan Montgomery. That's where we're at right now. It's okay.
Yeah,
it's
true.
I'm okay with it.
Tanaka, Severino, Jordan Montgomery, Pineda, CeCe.
Right.
Healthy, it's not the worst.
Not striking fear into the
healthy,
eyes.
Healthy, it's not the worst.
No, you're right.
But they're not healthy. No,
and
we're going to get into this. We're gonna spice up this conversation a little bit in about 5-7 minutes after the break with a young man we're going to find out more about.
Okay.
He's lighting up Yankee Twitter. His name is James something, but he goes by John Boy, the Yankee fan. A Yankee fan or something like that. And he is just like, his face is in like, you know, it's like all his face.
It's like you with the signs.
Yeah, kinda. Yeah. You know, I resonate. He resonates with me. You know what I mean? I was like, you know what, dude?
You guys have found your niche.
This is cool. He's like, people are really responding. I'm like, let's have you on. Let's talk. He had an amazing video. I think it's how I saw it. I think it got shared, or you know, it got a little not viral at any means, but it got shared around Yankee Universe a lot. Of him at, I think he's a California guy. He's in California watching Angels Yankees in California, in Anaheim, and he is recording himself because these guys behind him are heckling him.
Okay.
So he starts recording himself saying, oh, these guys behind me are heckling me, da-da-da. Chris Carter's up in a big spot This is it. 3-2. You know, da da da. And Chris Carter hits a home run as he's doing this.
Nice.
And the hecklers are like shut down.
Nice.
And he's freaking out about Chris Carter.
Nice.
So it got passed around a lot. So it's funny because then
that was the Chris Carter moment.
That was the Chris Carter moment as a Yankee. Exactly. Yeah. And this is, we'll have this guy on. And he wrote me an email saying, I'm just really a Yankee fan. I'm like, just like, man, I'm like, perfect. Let's have you on.
A regular pro.
You're just as obscure
sports
fan from, and I think he's like lives in
California.
Lives in LA. So it's cool to have like to get some West Coast rep.
Yankees travel.
Out here.
Yeah.
Yankees, yeah. Yankees.
We're everywhere.
So, yeah.
Hey, the Mets swept the series this week. And that's about
the Mets did sweep a series.
Yes.
Honestly, the Mets are the only reason why I've watched more Yankee games this year. Because I turned the TV on, they let up 4 home runs in an inning, and I need to switch the channel.
That will do it.
Well, the Mets, I mean, talk about starting pitching.
Oh, my God.
Going down. Ray Ramirez, their guy.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Tough.
It's awful.
Very
tough. You're always eventually going to point the finger at the trainer guy.
Yeah, I don't know.
But who knows? These guys go down all the time.
Young kids that are power pitchers, your arms are going to break down.
If you pitch that way.
Yeah.
If you don't like work on your glutes, you know,
and
get that push off the rubber, that's basically what it is.
Man, Syndergaard's a beast, and he's out.
So. Yeah. Yeah, but he's all barrel-chested now.
Yeah, that's true.
Remember I picked Syndergaard as the National League Cy Young?
Nice.
I thought he was going to win the Cy Young, too. That's funny.
I picked Aaron Sanchez as the AL Cy Young. He hasn't even played in 4 months. He's had blisters.
So we'll go back on that in a second. Who did I pick? Chris Sale.
Yeah, you were Chris Sale.
And we had Harper.
Right.
And we had Harper. Well, Harper, I don't know. He's still probably
Harper's
there.
Harper's still like
for NL? Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a very good shot.
Yeah, he's still there.
Bryce Harper.
So we had a conversation today, the Bryce Harper-Machado conversation today.
I love that conversation.
It's got to be Machado.
You're probably right. Because
our outfield is so deep.
It pains me to say it, but you're right.
Yeah, but again, this is down the road. Let's concentrate on getting to the break. We have six more games. No, we have plenty more games.
All-star game?
The break. I'm getting to halfway point. So we have 6 more games before. Is it 75 games?
So I think All-Star Game is July 11th, so however many
All-Star Game is always a little bit further past the halfway point.
Right.
It's always like then 87 or 90.
This team just needs to get to the All-Star break.
Get
right
to
now.
The break. Go, I don't know, go 500 the rest of the way.
If you sneak in as a wild card, great season, my opinion.
If you sneak in as the legit wild card, yeah, I guess. I mean, but you got to play that one-game playoff. I hate that. We played that last year.
I wasn't expecting anything out of this year. You know,
but I was all the last
we
3 months.
We got this guy Torres, who's playing great. Who is this? Look at who we're winning with. It's pretty fun.
No, actually. It's just not. Yeah, I mean, like, listen. Today being Old Timers Day is another fun. You're watching these guys. Our guys:
right.
Tino, Bernie, Paul O'Neill. Who else was out there? The Posada. I'm like, wow. I mean, these guys were like my guys, and not even that long ago.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't. I mean, I guess it was long ago. Maybe in his world, is long ago. But
yeah, but they were hanging around till the last like 7-8 years.
Yeah,
really.
Posada's only out retired 5.
I was around for Jorge.
Yeah, Tino's probably out a little longer. O'Neill's out definitely a little longer.
Yeah,
Bernie's
O'Neill came to the Yankees as a vet.
Yes, exactly. But he played. Yeah, but those are like our guys. And you're like, wow, like that team.
Is Scott Brosius sighting today?
It's I don't know.
I didn't see it. I was. Getting
it was a Kevin Moss sighting.
I was getting rocked and co-ed.
That was a Kevin Moss sighting.
Kevin Moss sighting, nice.
We're going to get him on the show, Kevin Moss.
I love it. That is an obscure Yankee.
Yeah, we're going to get him on.
He's Kevin, perfect for the show.
Kevin Moss is a financial planner for Charles Schwab in California. I
love
it.
I know.
Here, check it out. I sent it to you?
Yeah.
His LinkedIn profile?
Yeah, he sent me everything. Yeah.
Or his profile on the Charles Schwab. Kevin Moss will be on the show.
I love it.
Frank Catalanato will be on the show.
Yes, that's my boy.
Mark my words. We'll get some Long Island, actual real Long Island sports people.
Yes.
Obscure Long Island sports people.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
What else has happened? We got the hot dog eating contest coming up. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. What is
we have the other big news before we went on, not that we're going to talk much about it, because we'll take this into the break, is the McGregor-Mayweather fight is happening.
Yes, sir.
In Vegas.
Can't believe it.
August 26th.
It's happening.
It's happening. There's a chance. We had Chris Weidman on this program.
Right.
I interviewed him. I have the UFC guy. We're friends.
Right.
There's a chance we get Conor McGregor to come on Sports Talk 1240.
Yeah.
You know what? What are the chances?
Only if he fights if he fights Jeff inside the studio.
I'll tell you right now, better chance of him winning than him coming on the show, I think.
Better chance of
him winning. He's not going to win.
No, of course not.
So we're talking like,
he's getting DQ'd in the 6th round. He's going to throw a high kick.
Well,
he's going to get frustrated.
That's funny you say that because I thought to myself today
I love
yesterday,
Conor McGregor.
You do?
Yeah.
I thought to myself today or yesterday, there's only two. This is one of the more weirder because it's such a like, hyped, contrived, almost, I don't know if that's the right word, fight, you know, of two, but like a legit fight, where like a money making fight, not like the Battle of the Sexes tennis game,
right.
or like a charity basketball game when you have weird people. Like, this is a legit fight of two guys who are basically two different sports.
Yep.
And they're coming. And I said, you know, there's only really two outcomes in this, in my opinion. This is weird. Because you talk about football, either the Giants are going to win, or they're going to tie, or they win the close game, blah, 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 and you don't really know what's going to outcome. There's a million like little outcomes in a football game or a baseball game. There's only two outcomes for this, in my opinion. Mayweather.
Just outclasses
him. Dilly dallies with him all the whole entire time. Or McGregor bum rushes him and slips one.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Pray to God that happens.
Well, that's it. And that's like a very small. But the majority of the entire world is saying, Mayweather, just play with him like he always does with anyone. He has 49 professional fights in which he lost zero of them.
Right.
49 real boxers tried to take him on and lost.
Professional boxers.
Professional boxers. Right. Now, McGregor's a mad dog.
Yeah.
And he's got probably an iron jaw or whatever.
Oh, he can get knocked out. He might just get punched to the daylight.
But
he might get 4,000 punches landed on him.
Yeah.
It's going to be ugly. I think it's going to be ugly. And I love Conor McGregor.
He'll take a lot of hits.
But Mayweather is smart enough to not open himself up.
Here's the problem. Both are very defensive fighters. McGregor's a very defensive fighter. How he fights, he does all that yapping to get the guy so pissed at him. They bum rush him. He slips in
and then
cracks him in the left, lights out. And that's what he did to Aldo. So he knocked out Aldo in 13 seconds.
Right.
Aldo's like the greatest fighter of the generation.
I don't know what's it's going. I don't know long is it, like a 10-round,
12 round.
12
round, 10 ounce clubs.
Okay, all that stuff. Does Mayweather take him the distance?
You know, a lot of people are saying McGregor doesn't have the cardio. McGregor's got great cardio. You got to realize boxing and MMA are completely different sports. When you're fighting MMA, you're rolling around with the guy. You're exerting full energy all the time. Boxing, these guys are going to dance around a ring for three rounds until they feel each other out. I mean, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah,
it's going to be the worst first three rounds you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah. It really
is. I mean, it's going to be a great
every event. Mayweather first three rounds are terrible. And every fight he's had in a long time has been hyped up to the max and been kind of like a letdown.
And we're all going
to
buy it.
And we're all going to somehow pay for it.
We're all going to buy it, and he'll make 100-plus
mil.
All good.
It's all good. And after the break, we'll come back. Like I said, we're going to have this Yankee fan I found on Twitter who's blowing up Twitter. In my opinion, I love what he does. His name is Jimmy, James, John Boy, whatever, we'll find out.
John Boy.
J-O-M-B-O-Y. We'll get to the origin of that nickname. After the break, we'll talk more Yanks. We'll take your calls. And we'll make fun of Justin, maybe. I don't know.
I like it.
You are listening to Sports Talk 1240 on Long Island's AM 1240. WGBB.
Country Foot Care, official podiatrists of the New York Lizards, have been delivering state-of-the-art foot care with good old-fashioned caring to Long Island residents for over 30 years. Specialists in sports medicine and foot injuries, Country Foot Care can be reached at 516-741-FEET or online at countryfootcare.com.
Want to advertise your business on Sports Talk 1240? Place an ad on sportstalk1240.com and run a radio commercial during the show every Sunday night here on AM 1240 WGBB. Our rates are very affordable. We'll even produce the radio commercial for you. Just head over to sportstalk1240.com and fill out the Contact Us form and let us start promoting your business today.
Unflippable, unflappable, unleakable. The Gust Buster is the only umbrella that won't flip inside out, rip, tear, or leak. Capable of withstanding winds over 55 miles per hour. All of our umbrellas are constructed of the finest quality materials and backed by a limited lifetime guarantee. What are you waiting for? Visit GustBuster.com and get your Gust Buster today.
Stay connected to Sports Talk 1240 by following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Sports Talk 1240.
You're listening to Sports Talk 1240, broadcasting every Sunday night beginning at 8 p.m. right here on Long Island's AM 1240 WGBB, the station that serves your community. And now, back to the show.
All right, we're back. Guido, what is it?
What do you mean?
What is it?
What do you mean, what is it?
What part of the show is it?
Oh, it's the fourth quarter,
it's
baby.
The fourth quarter. The second half of the second half of the second half.
Just drop that one on me real fast.
Sports Talk, 1240, tonight, June 25th. Gita birthday eve. Did you know that? Tomorrow's
sick person.
G's 43rd birthday. Oh, happy birthday, my man. He's out playing golf somewhere. He's got a little,
a chest?
A little, like, something happening. He's getting a little...
He's getting his old man
he's
belly.
He's got a little jelly on,
He's married to a beautiful girl now. What's the matter?
Hey, he's going to be a dad soon.
He's got his own complex in St. Petersburg, for
Christ's
sake.
Let's see what our boy thinks about this.
Yeah.
We're welcoming to Sports Talk 1240 tonight. A guy I found on Twitter posting hilarious, really entertaining Yankee stuff. His Twitter following is growing just a tad. His name... It's escaping me. It's a bunch of different things. But we're just going to call him the John Boy, a Yankee fan. John Boy, are you in the house?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
What's up, man? Yeah. How are you? Thanks for coming on.
Appreciate it.
Now, where are you located currently right now?
Currently, I am at a county fair in California.
A county fair in California. Beautiful. Making bets, gambling on stuff, and then, like, spinning wheel?
Oh, yeah, there's a horse races going on. I picked three correctly, so then I decided to throw some money on them, and then I lost.
There we go.
All right, man. So I've been loving what your Twitter posts lately, as you know, which is why I hit you up last week to come on with us. Tell me first of all, how you became a Yankee fan, how you became such a passionate Yankee fan, and what has made you lit a fire under you, this year?
I've been a Yankee fan since I was born. I mean, I was like... 7 years old in 96, I remember watching games with my dad in the living room and him making me wear a rally cap. And then from there, it's just kind of steamrolled into watching every single game.
Are you New Yorkers?
We're from New Jersey.
All right, cool. Just like Jeter?
Just like Jeter, yeah.
Then moved?
Then moved all over. Not to Kalamazoo, but...
Moved to Kalamazoo.
California sounds a little bit better than Kalamazoo.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, right. So I'm out in California now.
Good, and good for you, and you've kept up your Yankee fandom. Now you're hitting Twitter like a madman.
Rough road
and
trip.
And I see your mug, rough road trip.
Oh, good God. Did you have those games?
Tough road trip. Yeah. I went to two of the A's games. They were brutal.
The A's games?
The A's games, yeah.
And you had that funny Chris Carter video, which I loved, by the way. So
he's sad to see him go, but I'm very happy to watch him go.
Unfortunately, you had to link yourself to Chris Carter. That would have been cooler if it was like a Judge home run or something like that, but...
Yes, it would have. It's kind of like I told my girlfriend they dropped him, and she was like, "Oh, what about all your fans?" I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, he's getting fans now, this guy. All right, the West Coast representation of Yankee fans. Do you have a couple guys out there who are also Yankee fans with you, guys or girls?
No, that's the thing. I mean, I got no one to talk to games about, so I got to turn to Twitter.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what happened. So you get a lot of responses. What has been the response from Yankee Twitter, the Twitterverse for you?
It's basically fire Girardi, DFA Carter. You could post anything, and you're going to get those responses from the Yankee fans on Twitter.
Fire Girardi?
Hey, I'm with you.
It's Twitter,
man. I'm not a Girardi hater.
It's Twitter, man.
People are out of their minds.
Right?
They're out of their minds. Look,
this is how it goes now, right? This is how it goes. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. As you're on here, John Boy, how do you watch all your Yankee games?
MLB TV, the app. I stream them on my computer, the phone. They start at 4 o'clock over here, so I
no TV. It's not like he's got to like scramble to get the YES Network. These dudes don't even watch TV anymore, man. It's all this Twitter streaming on your phone. Justin, what do you watch? Do you watch TV?
I mean, when I'm at school in Ohio, if I'm trying to catch a Ranger game, Mets game, I pay for Slingbox TV. $20 a month.
He's slinging it, right? Like this is how it's going. So, John Boy, a Yankee fan. How'd that come about?
The name?
Yeah.
It's a terrible story. My name's Jimmy, and then the iPhone kept auto-correcting it to Jami with an O for some reason when the first autocorrect came out. So my friend started calling me Jami, and that somehow became John Boy. Graduated college, I didn't want my official name linked on my account, so I put John Boy, and now it's kind of blown up.
I like it.
I like it, too.
Yeah,
so. We got to get the official handle here that dozens of fans are demanding it via my text message. Let's see it.
I just tweeted John Boy. John Boy, retweet it so that your fans can hop on Sports Talk.
Dozens of fans in my
text. We get California calls out here.
We do.
He's a surprise. You're all
huge in California. Derek for real.
@JohnBoy_ in there, because I'm not really legit.
All right.
Okay.
Neither are we.
We'll get you verified.
You'll soon.
We'll get that blue check mark for you.
You'll soon be there. Just keep doing what you're doing. I love your mug and everything. Just bringing the passion, because that's what moves the needle these days. You know, unapologetic passion and uniqueness.
Yep.
I think I'm a very unique person, right? I think you're a very unique person.
Justin, thank you.
Justin, he's kind of regular so far. We haven't seen his
he's got unique, his feet up.
His uniqueness come out.
He's loving life right
now. I got a foot up.
Maybe he can bring some of his Corona girls in there and they can
where are the millennial girls?
Do the fantasy football draft for
exactly.
us. Exactly. All right, John Boy, a Yankee fan, follow him on Twitter at @JohnBoy_. He's blowing up the Yankee Twitter universe. I love it. I think it's very original and fun, so keep doing what you're doing, man, all right? And I'll have you on World Series time. You're back on in playoffs.
All right. Hey, I'm all there. Appreciate all right. it, guys.
Thanks
all
for the call. Enjoy that fair, man.
Yeah, enjoy right. fair. Put
have
it on
day.
You too.
On red.
Oh,
no, I'm all
does,
on
does that happen?
Not much
you do that at a fair?
Well, out there, you don't know what I know.
Yeah, it's California.
You can do whatever you want out there. Yeah. We do the firemen's fairs, but I grew up, you have like 10-year-olds putting money on like a spinning wheel.
Yeah.
They don't care. That's funny. But that's interesting to hear, you know, like, that's the way it's going, man. You got to be on, you got to be hooked up, because that's where your audience, that's what this new audience comes
from. I guess I'm losing touch.
From. That's not true. Jeff, the official Jeff, the official underscore Jeff Guida on Instagram.
I haven't posted a post on Instagram in 3 months, probably.
Oh, really? But people post it of you.
Yeah. I get paparazzi.
Paparazzi of your handsomeness.
It's the beard. What
about you, Justin? What do you spend most of your time on for sports-wise? Consuming sports. Like, where would you think it's like the most valuable information-wise, where you get how you are entertained?
I mean, I think Twitter definitely has the all-around experience, just because you could follow beat writers, reporters, ESPN, SportsCenter.
Info guys,
And they'll put videos up. They'll put any statistics up, like what they're feeling. Instagram is definitely great for just watching highlights, honestly. I'll go through my Instagram feed, and I'll see highlights from the entire day, like
pretty much,
anything that's going on. So that's definitely pretty cool.
What's going on
what
over
about
here?
You?
What about me?
You got regular TV.
I'm just a Facebook guy. I'm an old man
Facebook.
That looks at people's pictures on
Facebook. Do you
ever
watch a Facebook Live?
Oh, those are brutal.
Do you ever watch anything Facebook Live?
Nah. I think we should go to Facebook Live sometime.
Should we Facebook Live
this? Sport Talk 1240, boys.
You know what? We might have to do that next go around.
That's funny. But we have to have a little more.
But it's not 4,000 degrees in the studio.
Yeah, what is this about?
I'm about to be shirtless. That would be good for Facebook Live.
I guess this
Live.
Doesn't work right here. Yeah. Eye in the sky. Listen, if you have any questions for us, calls, comments. You had a long Sunday. You barbecued all weekend long.
Yeah.
What did you eat? What did you have during the Yankee game? What did you throw at the TV after El Gary Sanchez did his check
swing?
Hey,
we made
today.
It close today.
Yeah, you know.
7-0 and then coming back.
631-888-8811. We have a couple minutes left to try to fill airtime. We're going to talk one more time about, listen, the New York Yankees, they're the team right now. The boys of summer, it's the first day of summer, it's the longest day of summer, whatever. It is Yankee time. This is Yankee town. Don't be confused. When the Yankees are rolling, they are captivating. The Mets, the only reason you hear Mets guys like 2 years ago in the Mets made it, is because they haven't been there in a long time. Then you have social media, which has now propelled everyone to have a voice.
Right.
So once these Mets guys come out with a good team.
Listen.
Yeah.
The Mets.
Here comes the Mets fan.
Uh-huh.
You gotta let us have it sometimes.
Oh,
you know, you gotta give us our. We'll win some of our battles. They swept. They just completed the sweep against the Giants. That's a win within.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up for you guys.
Thumbs up emoji.
You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? I mean, I'm not a Met hater, Mike. You're not a Met. I picked them to make the playoffs this year. I thought they were gonna have a good season.
I did too.
The wheels just, you know, when you lose all that pitching. Hard to.
I don't hate the Mets because I don't have a reason to hate the Mets.
No, me neither.
Just yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I hate the Mets if they were a perennial playoff team. I'd probably hate them.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I hate the Red Sox.
Right.
You know what I mean? I hate the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
Although
and the Eagles.
They're not really a perennial.
No.
They're close.
They just have perennial bandwagon fans all over Long Island.
It is interesting, though, to see the dynamic. Now, like, the Mets tickets, they're like. 99 cents now.
Flatline.
You could get good seats for like $30.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not complaining about that, but definitely it hurts to see a team with so much potential just go down the drain.
Do you go to Mets games with your boys?
Yeah, we go to a couple games. My brother has season tickets.
Okay, and have you gone yet this year?
I haven't gone this year.
What's the vibe over there? Oh, you haven't gone this
I
year?
I haven't gone this year. I went to a Yankee game a couple days ago.
Yes.
And, I mean, Yankee games are pretty cool, and every time Judge was up to bat, I didn't see one person get up to go to the bathroom, get a drink.
They're just like,
everyone, their eyes are glued on him. First two hits go to the warning track. He's up in probably like the fifth or sixth inning. Ripped a shot to center, dead center. Like, he's a special player.
A home run.
Yeah.
You saw a Judge homer. Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's fun to watch.
You know what I like? The occasional Met fan that throws a little Conforto Judge comparisons out there. Now, Conforto's a nice player. Don't get me wrong.
He's a nice player.
But
he's
Judge is, like you said, he's must-see TV.
Must-see TV.
He is must-see TV.
Conforto is the lone bright spot in the Mets season.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Absolutely. Yeah. And they got to play him. Just keep playing the kid.
Of course.
Play him. He's the future of the team.
Yeah, I think the Mets are going to start trying to shop some of their older guys out.
Give me Lucas Duda right now for the Yankees.
Sure. Lucas Duda in Yankee Stadium?
I would love it.
Done.
I think we're keeping Duda, but
someone hit me up yesterday about that when they dropped Chris Carter. They're like, right. It's Duda time. Trade for Duda.
It could happen. I mean, if the Mets are going to trade some guys, it'd probably be Jay Bruce, maybe Addison Reed, Jerry Blevins, like bullpen guys. Just because when you're trying to make a run into the playoffs, you're trying to keep.
Who's trying to make the run? The Mets?
No, the teams that are trying to get those players from
oh,
the Mets.
Oh, okay.
The Mets will get rid of those guys.
They're most valuable pieces.
Yeah,
saying.
Exactly. Right.
Give me Jay Bruce so we can have a left-handed Chris Carter.
Do you think Jay Bruce
is Chris Carter, but lefty?
Everyone wants him?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Jay
Bruce has been doing all right. Hit some home runs. I think he would be a good player to have if you're maybe trying to make a run, veteran.
He
could hit the ball.
I know you probably don't know this, but you can look it up. What does he cost?
Jay Bruce?
He's got to be pretty pricey, actually.
Yeah.
I think he's pretty
no one wants Jay Bruce.
He's got $3 million, like Chris Carter
right.
was.
You can,
he's making,
Chris Carter.
Jay Bruce is making a good amount.
Yeah. No way we want that guy. Get out of here.
Like 10, 11, maybe? Right, I think he's making like 10 or 11. Could be 12.
What do you think J.J. Redick's career earnings were? Side note.
Was it?
It's your boy.
Career earnings to date.
It was above $40 million, right?
What do you think it is, though?
47?
48.
I was going to say 38.
So we played J.J. Redick. We played him a little bit on that. We looked it up before. We asked.
Okay.
You
asked him that question?
Yeah, we asked him.
Asked him how much money have you made?
His career.
You got stones, dude.
You
let me
see
tell
it?
You. No, I wasn't. I didn't see everything. I saw like almost every video. I must have missed that one along the way.
Yeah, it's in there. Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah,
and he's a cool guy.
You talked to Evan Ingram lately or no? You guys are
Evan Ingram.
Send you any donuts?
We tried to get him on. We tried to get him on the show. We're gonna get him on the show.
Okay.
We're gonna get him on this program come August. No question about it.
All right.
And right after, you know what, we can be an
Evan Ingram-Conor
McGregor dual show one day in August.
All right.
You guys think Bill Belichick was listening to the show like 2 weeks ago? We're talking about the Giants, how they should sign David Harris. All of a sudden, the Patriots just scoop him up.
Well,
Billy Boy all over us.
Yeah.
He loves obscure Long Island Sports Talk Radio.
He also has played against David Harris
like
16 games or something in his career, right? Two games
and,
a year.
And what a better sales pitch, David Harris. Hey, you're at the end of your career. Let's win a Super Bowl together and stick it to the Jets.
I think David Harris could be one of those players where
that's a no-brainer.
He's going to play every game. Like, I think he's a player that can solidify your pass and run defense. While he might not play every down, but he's a veteran on what could be another Super Bowl
look
team.
Look at the breadth of sports, obscure sports we cover in 1 minute. That was 60 seconds. We started from Yankees salaries, Jay Bruce, whatever salary is, to J.J. Redick's
Jay
salary.
Jay Bruce is $12.5
million.
I said 12.
Football. $12.5 million for Jay Bruce?
By the way, we had an adoring listener just text me. He said he's actually $55 million is the J.J. Redick salary.
$55
million.
Us?
Yeah, I got corrected.
No, you know what? It's most likely because
you got to incorporate taxes, of course.
Exactly.
No. Oh, maybe that was last season, 16-17?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
$55 million for Mister Redick. Not bad.
Wow,
not bad for.
I don't know if he's cashing
marginal
17 checks. Maybe he hasn't cashed all 17 checks yet.
Okay,
who knows? But 48 was what I looked up on.
Not a bad go. Not
a bad
gig.
Good dude. And he's a year or two younger than us. He's not young.
Yeah,
he's just a knockdown shooter.
Yeah, he can shoot.
He's athletic. He can jump out. He can jump. He's a good jump shooter.
Very hated in college.
Yes, the most hated player.
Besides Leitner.
Leitner. Same thing, yeah.
Besides Leitner.
So I asked him, I asked Redick, is, I'm with JJ. I was like, I'm like, I'm with JJ Redick, Duke's all-time leading scorer. I'm like, are you still? He's like,
Yeah, I saw that.
I think so. I don't know.
I saw that.
He didn't know. Yeah. I was like, how do you not know if you're Duke's all-time leading scorer? Is that with $55 million, maybe he doesn't get
it. You know what? Good for him. Humble kid. He don't care about his stats. He's just stacking paper.
Watch him be in the Knicks.
Yeah.
Broke down.
He'd be perfect for the Knicks. Just, let's put in the random white guy at the end of the game. They had a three-pointer.
No, he'll play.
Yeah, exactly.
He'll be a starter.
Good point on that team.
Yeah.
Good point.
Watch that happen.
Right.
Watch it happen.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
NBA free agency starts when? Anyone? Bueller?
I know NHL starts a few days from now, July 1st.
July 1st, first day of free agency.
Right.
For both?
I don't know about NBA. I mean, it's
like Tuesday.
July 1st. It's a big deal.
It's the day. It's every year. It's the day after Jeter's birthday. That's how they do it.
No. What'd you think of the Jimmy Butler trade?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter because
I talk about the Knicks,
Warriors.
Everything else doesn't matter.
Let me guess. Golden State, Cleveland next year in the finals.
Yeah, right.
I mean, for the next eternal until I don't know. Until the
Golden State, yes, Cleveland. I'm not sold on next year finals.
They're still trying to make moves. It's interesting what's going on in Cleveland because they're trying to trade Kevin Love. They're trying to bring someone in like a Paul George type
player.
To
defend the perimeter. That's the point. Paul George is a lockdown perimeter defender, and they can't beat these guys who shoot threes all the time. That's the point. I get that. But, listen, he's not – LeBron's not young. George, I don't think he's young. Kyrie's kind of still young. But
Kyrie's young.
The Warriors are young,
right.
And they're the best.
And they're all under contract.
I like the conspiracy theorists that say Paul George and LeBron are going out to the Lakers in 2 years. That's the rumor.
So Lonzo Ball and just like buy some people?
Big baller brand, baby.
Buy some people out there?
You can get Lonzo Ball on the show? Is that another guy?
No, but I know who I can get.
Yeah.
Who's that? LeVar.
LeVar Ball?
He'll go on anything. Right?
Yeah, I was going to say, let's get LeVar Ball on the show.
That's what I meant.
Serious. I'm dead serious. Do it.
All right. I'll contact him right now.
Contact him. No, I'm serious. Figure out how to get to him. Go to Big Ball. That's not a joke. I could probably get a contact number for LeVar Ball within 10 minutes.
You're probably right. The guy will talk to anybody.
Yes, he'll talk to anyone. Now, that would be funny.
That would be amazing.
Justin, you have 2 weeks. I have 81 other interns lined up for this position.
All right.
Justin, you have 2 weeks to put it on.
Banging down the door to be the Obscure Sports Radio interns.
How does that would be that, actually. Well, ooh, that's what we'll do next summer.
What's that?
We'll hire every 2 weeks new intern. If they can get us a guest, you stay.
Like,
for the next week.
Like
that would be even better. Seven interns.
Yeah.
Whoever doesn't get a guest.
What are we trying to run the apprentice?
Eliminated.
What are you,
Trump?
Eliminated.
What are you, like Trump? Are you trying to run the apprentice?
That's an amazing idea. All on Facebook Live.
All right.
That's an amazing idea. We're just thinking of
it. We're losing it here.
No, we're not.
It must be be the fact that it's 94 degrees in the sun right now.
Call in, callers. Tell me what you want to do. 631-888-8811. What should our intern do? Oh, man, I'm just spiraling. Brainstorming. What's a good kind of intern? What's it called? Like,
hazing?
Task. No, yeah, not hazing.
Hazing.
Mini hazing.
Like a task, you know, like a kind of like a mini task. He's already got tasks to call up restaurants and car dealerships and sports bars and beer distributors to try to get sponsors for the show.
Right.
But what about trying to get actual guests of the show?
I think I'm a pretty good guest.
Who do you know? Who do you know that's ever played it? Have you ever, any friends ever played D1 sports?
You know, I've met some people. I've some friends that play D3, but nothing too important.
No, who was the most famous person in your cell phone?
In my cell phone,
you have anyone? That
it would have to be my father.
He's the most famous.
Yeah.
All right, who's he?
I don't know. He's not famous.
Is he a doctor?
He's just a good guy.
Is he an agent? Who's the most famous person in your cell phone?
I got
You got some people. You got Frank Colorado. Colorado. We'll start there.
Yeah,
he's pretty famous.
I got Bossy and Garth.
Oh, Bossy.
Yeah.
Right.
See, from the Islander years.
The thing is, we're not Islander.
Yeah.
We let the guys before us
go Islanders all day. My man Gary.
Yankee. Pretty much Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge has saved the show this season.
This is the Aaron Judge...
the Aaron Judge Hour.
Yeah, this is the Aaron Judge Hour.
Aaron Judge himself has single-handedly saved our hour of Sports Talk 1240, giving us stuff to talk about.
We're just trying to get the football season.
Injuries, and the Mets injuries have saved our season. But really, we're coming up to the dog days of summer.
Yeah.
Now, we'll see...
Football's starting right around the corner, buddy.
Football is tough.
I saw a thing yesterday. It said 10 Saturdays till college football. Boy, does that get me excited, let me tell you.
10 Saturdays.
You know when you're
old.
Let's go Buckeyes.
You know when you're old. I was going to say, he's got to get an Ohio State guy on the show.
Yeah.
You know when you're old when you rather just get through the summer and go to college football season.
Well, that starts in the summer.
You got a cold. Looks like.
So, yeah, Buckeyes, well, yeah, I mean, college football is going to be awesome. We're going to have a lot of Giants on the show.
Yeah.
We're hopefully going to do a remote show.
Right.
During a Giants.
Away game.
Away Sunday night away game, which is probably only one that's on my.
Well, I'm going to Dallas.
Not that one.
The Denver game.
The Denver game. We're going to hope to do at a sports bar that Justin's going to get us. But right now we're going to take a call, my man Brett from Huntington. Brett from Huntington, you're on Sports Talk 1240. What's up, dude?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on?
How are you?
How's it going? I heard guys talking about your turn. I had something for him to do. I don't know. I feel like he's been getting a lot of your trivia questions wrong. I think you guys should make him do push-ups.
Wrong.
Every time he gets a question wrong?
All right.
He's in good enough shape, though. Is this Brett from Huntington, my brother Brett? calling in on the show, making some prank calls?
Yes.
The last couple minutes of the hour?
Genius. Genius. Yeah, I put like that throat thing on to make your voice sound different, man. You gave yourself away. I like the idea, though.
I think it's a good idea.
I think it's an idea. The only problem I have, I like the idea because physical torture and whatever, that's easy. We have a little space here. And the eye in the sky, Brett, you can watch it live as it happens.
Yeah.
But I want an actionable thing. I want it to move the needle for Sports Talk 1240.
Right. I don't need him getting a good chest pump.
Yeah. Let's go.
I was thinking like drive to New England, maybe throw like a bag of dog poop at Belichick's front lawn, something like that.
If you record that, I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I would think more like drive to a player's house and try to do an interview on his front lawn.
We get the kid arrested.
That would be a good intake.
No,
Mike, just because you haven't gotten arrested doing the things you've done doesn't mean we're going to get a man Justin arrested.
No.
He's got a promising life ahead of him.
All right, Brett from Huntington, thanks for the call. I think we're going to start there with the push-ups.
All right.
Yeah, next
thanks
time
for the call, Brett.
Next time on, we'll do something like that, physical challenge, maybe jumping jacks,
all right,
Facebook Live.
You know I'm not doing any physical challenges.
What if? Oh, you know what we should do? We should do an eating challenge, a taste test, actually. But I don't know how we're going to relate
to sport. That's when you need a sponsor.
Oreos. Entenmann's.
Jeff Entenmann. One of my famous.
We can go back. You know what we'll do next week? And I'll pump it. We're going to pump it all because the next time we're going to be on is July
7th, 8th-ish.
Something like that.
Right.
It'll be the night before the Home Run Derby. So what we'll do is we'll do all-star trivia. Based on the baseball all-star game, we'll do all-star trivia, and as we go, we'll eat Munchkins.
We'll do Munchkins,
courtesy of hashtag Dunkin' Donuts. Go to Dunkin' Donuts, put in promo code SportsTalk1240, and you'll get 10 free Munchkins for every 50 that you buy.
Right.
Right? See? I know. I can
You're
do that.
Marketing genius.
Right there.
Marketing genius.
Call up the local Dunkin' Donuts.
Evan Ingram's going to be a spokesman for this program because he loves Munchkins.
He does. He loves
Munchkins.
Put in promo code Evan.
Yeah.
And receive 25% off your next coffee order from Dunkin' Donuts.
All right.
All right. But right now, we're going to take it away with one last question that I'm going to bring to you tonight. If you are Brian Cashman. If you're the Yankees, whatever. If you're the Mets. If you're the Mets, you're the Yankees. Your need for an arm is great at this point, right?
Very much.
Do you proactively shop someone, or do you let CC come back and let our arms kind of...
I think they're going to ride the lightning here, ride it out.
They are. That's what you think.
Yeah, I mean, why get rid of one of these top prospects, the kid Frazier, Rutherford, a few of these other guys, Chance Adams... The future's bright.
Chance Adams is dirty.
I mean, you can bring Chance Adams up. Why not start him? Bring him up and start him one game. You don't have to put him on an 80-pitch count.
And how much public pressure, in your opinion, of the public pressure, Public pressure. Yeah. Public pressure.
Say that 12 times.
We lost 11 of our last 13 games.
Right.
At what point does it get to the point where you're like, something needs to happen? Like the crowd and John Boy saying, all right, well, Chris Carter's got to go. And everyone knows Chris Carter's got to go.
Right.
Everyone knows
Girardi is insane.
Yeah, that's silly. But it gets the people talking is what he was saying.
Right.
He was on our side. He didn't do anything. But that's what gets it to say. You know, we can blow up Twitter right now. Justin knows this. Just like nonsense takes, like Skip Bayless and these people who just like put out this ridiculous stuff.
Right.
Just to get, you know,
action.
Stuff going.
Right.
Now, that's not below us here at Sports Talk 1240.
That's
to put
not.
Something obscure out there. So maybe we should go back to the drawing board with that also. Powwow with your brother. Say, listen, we want to say something that's going to get Long Island scorch earth Long Island.
Okay.
Right here on Sports Talk 1240. Then we'll blow it through the Twitterverse, and maybe we'll get people. It'd be like Stern. People like hating us.
Stern.
People hating us. People loving us. People will listen to us just because we have like these hot takes. And we wear awesome T-shirts on the
eye in the sky.
But it's Sports Talk 1240. Thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you for our one caller, Justin's brother.
Yes.
Thank you for John Boy, a Yankee fan on Twitter, coming on, giving a little bit about his background of his Twitter, Yankee Twitter fan. Thank you for Jeff Geider. Thank you for Justin Katz. I am Mike Vivolo. Follow me at Team Vivolo. And come back July 9th for our special MLB All-Star Game extravaganza.
Can't wait to get an air conditioner.
Yeah.
Talk to you later.
The views expressed in the previous program did not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.